My name is Maurice Kirk. I first came to South Wales as a pilot travelling to Ireland, where my brother lived. But I eventually found myself buying a veterinary practice in the Vale of Glamorgan, just outside Cardiff, where I worked as a veterinary surgeon on every conceivable animal, four-legged animal. Until I fell out with the South Wales Police. The South Wales Police had a vendetta. I was hit on a regular weekly basis.
And well, look, hang on. Stop. Because you can't just have a vendetta out of nowhere. How did that all begin?
I was born and bred in Taunton. Where I now spend a lot of my time. And I was having harassment by the Taunton police. And I kept going to court on motoring matters, mainly fast motorbikes, a little bit of alcohol involved, low-flying aeroplanes, general stuff. Oh, I remember pulling a smoke flare in the Winchester Arms late one night, which seemed to empty the bar very quickly. Yes, I had one or two skirmishes, but it became a bit of a vendetta. So I had to creep into the back of Taunton Police Station and borrow the chief superintendent's personal notebook. It was, his name was Curly Hawkins because he didn't have a hair on his head. And I had to go to court because I was facing firearms charges. And in the notebook, he said, well, he told the court that it was the biggest manhunt Taunton had ever experienced. And so I quietly produced a photocopy page of his personal notebook. And the case fell apart in front of them. And he then had to admit that there was no search for Maurice Kirk. And because I kept winning these court cases, it got worse and worse and worse.
Well, I mean, you're coming across, Maurice, as a sort of a drunken aviator, and alcohol and motorbikes don't really mix, do they? The police were just simply doing their job.
Yes, but they lost 75% of the prosecutions. The ground rules are that they don't prosecute unless they have a 70% success rate. I won 75% of all allegations without a lawyer and without a lot of sense, because I was only 25 or 6 or 7 and not knowing anything about the lack of veracity in our law courts. I was very naive, and I still won 75% of the charges, just like when I had to leave Taunton due to the police harassment and go and live in Guernsey, where I was a vet for 10 years. Where I won exactly the same percentage, well, plus or minus 75% of everything they threw at me.
Well, anyway, we're moving away from South Wales. What brought you there, and how did you get on with them?
Well, I was a veterinary surgeon, and I love my aeroplanes. So, of course, aeroplanes kept getting in the way of everything. The RAF taught me to fly at Filton, which is where I first met Brian Trubshaw, Captain Brian Trubshaw, test pilot of 002 Concorde. And we were great friends for 40, 45 years. And I eventually left Guernsey, and I eventually got bored, like I do very quickly, and went back into vetting. And I bought a practice in the Vale of Glamorgan, just outside Cardiff. Having worked there as a locum, and I thought, hang on here, I've now got to the mature age of, I think it was 35, something like that, when I realized that this was rather a fun job, and I was quite good at certain aspects of it. And so I bought the practice, turned it into a veterinary hospital. There were only four in the whole of Wales. There were 150-something in England, and really loved it. But again, I was being harassed because the Guernsey police had asked the South Wales police to put the boot in. And so I I remember at night they used to come round to my surgery in Barry and examine the cars at night. I used to watch them. If once you rattle the cage of authority, they stick like the proverbial to a blanket and pass on their vendetta to the next police force. And that is what I have suffered for most of my life.
So what was what began the problems in South Wales then?
I think the most dramatic one was I'd been working on Prince Charles's farm. Prince Charles had land in South Wales, as you can imagine, being the Prince of Wales, and Prince Charles, and I was working on the farm one day, dehorning cattle, and to do that, clever way of doing it is using embryotomy wire, which is what we generally use, very expensive German cheese wire, for putting your arm into the side of a cow, or even in cats and dogs, even in the small animal surgery, to cut up a mummified calf or foal, you go in with a piece of wire like cheese wire and you cut off each limb so that you can remove a very dead, dried up fetus. And I had to rush from Prince Charles's farm in Llantwit Major to my surgery in Cardiff. And I use a motorbike in those days, a big BMW motorbike, as one does. And a policeman was worried that it was stolen because it was such a huge bike in a very poor district of Cardiff. And I watched him from a distance opening my panniers. And I decided to get out of the way, and it came. They chased me up the alleyway, and we had an argument, and I was eventually put in Cardiff prison for 4 days for being in possession of a garrote type instrument. Anyway, I found it very amusing in court because the prosecutor, once he realized who I was, that's the Crown Prosecution Service prosecutor, I watched him arguing with the inspector that he was going to have nothing to do with the prosecution. And so the inspector was left having to prosecute me on his own for being in possession of an offensive weapon. And I spent 4 days in Cardiff prison. That, because I won the case, it was the beginning of me winning again 75% of 100. Well, I had 123 malicious criminal allegations brought by the South Wales Police between 1993 and about 2001. And in 2001, I was due to fly to Australia in my wartime aeroplane, my D-Day Piper Cub. And when I came back, the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons had a disciplinary hearing relying on the South Wales Police that I was not fit to practice. Nothing to do with animals. It was to do with the 75%, 95, 75. 11% of all the criminal allegations I had to suffer. The 11% I lost. It's not very easy when you've got no witnesses and you've got three or four policemen telling a magistrate that I had broken a law. And the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons, quite rightly, because they have to rely on what we call authority, removed my name from the veterinary register 20 years ago. So I have not been able to practice veterinary surgery for 20 years now. Don't get me upset, because it has destroyed my mother, my father, my brothers, my sister. They were so shocked that the Welsh police were prepared to fabricate so many lies the work ethic of the South Wales Police is amazing. It is controlled by senior police officers who have no respect for justice, no respect for the truth. And I have vast experience. I was put in prison for 5 years on and off because when they realized I was going to sue the South Wales Police for losing 45 court cases, 45, they got the local shrink, what do you call him, forensic psychiatrist. I can't mention his name because I'm riddled with court orders where I'm not allowed to mention names and things. But he was quickly sacked by the NHS Wales because of issues and has had to go off to New Zealand for the last 20 years. But he went to the Crown Court on the 2nd of December, 2009. I just spent 7 months in Cardiff prison for an alleged trading in machine guns, which is another story, which I won, of course. In fact, the jury in the pub, eight of them in the pub afterwards, were all getting merry with me because it was such a disgusting fabrication by senior police officers. Barbara Wilding, the chief constable, who's in charge of gold, silver and bronze hierarchy of the South Wales Police, who oversee the running of the safety of our community in Wales and the whole of the UK. I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit worked up here. I'm sitting in this lovely village in Brittany. I've had a lovely evening meal with my friends, and the kids have come and talked to me through the window of this car, and they've got me speaking French. I've found that I'm remembering my old schoolboy French, and I don't want to talk about the Welsh Police. They've destroyed my life. They nearly took my life. They took my wife, my health, my wealth, and damn near my sanity. This doctor was being blackmailed for sexual indiscretions in Caswell Clinic in Bridge End, which is South Wales. And he went to court in my absence because they wouldn't let me in my own court, no lawyers involved. And he asked that I be locked away for life in Ashworth Psychiatric High Security Hospital up near Liverpool, because my BS614159 civil claim that took 10 years to get to court, I eventually got it there without lawyers. And the judge, Judge Says Llewellyn, wash your mouth out, Morris, threw it out. Have you ever heard of anybody winning 45 malicious criminal prosecutions by the same bunch of police in Cardiff? They're the same bunch, the same crowd that have affected me and a lot of my clients' life due to their level of deceit. I've come to France. Not France. Don't muddle it up. It's like muddling up Wales with England. I've come to Brittany to smile, dance, sing, and les blagues, the jokes. That and me having to remind myself of what the South Wales Police have done to me and my family and my children, who will never recover from what they've done to me, because it always affects the family of the person who is the victim. I don't want to speak any more about this. I'm sorry, but if you have specific questions, I will answer them, Tony.
Well, what do you make of some of the latest miscarriages of justice? That is to say, things like the Clydach murders, the Lynette White case, and we reported last week about this honest policeman, Tony Roach, who was doing policing of clubs and pubs in Cardiff city centre. And then he was dismissed on the basis of evidence put to the police by known criminals.
Yes. Well, I must mention Lynette White, because I was in the Royal Courts of Justice fighting the South Wales Police when some of them were on the steps, having been released by the Royal Courts of Justice. And I happened to be there, and I quickly and I had been following that case. But what has now just happened is a policeman who I had an argument with once about 20 years ago. I think it was a motoring thing. I can't remember what it was, but I recognized his name and smiled. And he, from what I've read, and my sister Celia, remember, you interviewed her, the retired magistrate, she listened to Mr. Roach's plea for help. And it appears that, I haven't had a chance to see any documents or anything, but it appears that senior management, they are the same people. They're the same named senior officers under Barbara Wilding, who's run away with the money, but with quickly, when she realized that she was going to lose her conspiracy to have me locked away for 10 years for trading in machine guns, when she realized she was going to lose that case, she quickly threw in her resignation, and quickly picked up her pension and did a runner. But the same people that has affected this local policeman who's just doing his job. He was simply trying to keep law and order. He was acquiring information as a police officer to make sure that the pubs and clubs were running safely for the community. It's this word is risk. The word is risk. That in that secret court on the 2nd of December 2009, they pleaded that I was a serious risk to the community. I was a local veterinary surgeon with a bit of a name for himself as being a vet. I didn't just look after cats and dogs. I looked after all the animals, because Dad had been a famous vet in his time, and I inherited his skills. And here I'm hearing only last week who told me this. My sister from Jersey. She said, do you realize there is this young copper has been sacked for the very same. And if you look into his history, he's been molested by the same level of deceit by senior South Wales police officers. I mean, Lynette White, I've studied that case for the last 20 years. And then there's the trial out in Swansea, where they conveniently lost a lot of the documents.
Okay. Well, look. I mean, if you've studied the Lynette White case in such detail, what do you make of it?
Well, there was incompetence and laziness. My overall opinion of the police officers, they weren't malicious so much as being lazy. They didn't do their job properly. I mean, I've met one of the Cardiff Three. I think they were known as the Cardiff Three in those days, but there were a lot of them arrested and jailed. And the Lynette White case is, well, I believe mainly incompetence and laziness and convenience. And once the South Wales Police met someone with my grandfather's attitude, he was a Jenkins, but don't tell the South Wales Police that, he would never let go. He was the inventor of Cadbury's Milk Flake and a lot of other things. And I learned from my grandfather that if you're right, you stick to it and you go for it. And my mother was very proud of all her children when we fought for what we believe was right. truth and honesty. It's becoming a problem. This poor policeman, because he is of a different background to me, his future has been destroyed. I picked myself up and decided to fight the little so-and-sos. And I would like to speak quietly, privately, to pass on my experiences to this policeman, because I know other policemen who've left South Wales Police Force very early on in their career when they smelt corruption. And I'm not naming them without their permission. And I'm in France because I've lost my passport, can't get back. And am I crying my eyes out? No, of course I'm not. I love it here. I don't want to find my passport. And there are policemen who are clients of mine. They used to come into the Barry Veterinary Hospital, and they used to quietly talk to me over the top of a mastiff or some huge dog and say, "Morris, if I'd known how corrupt hierarchy of the South Wales Police was, I would never have joined the force." What a terrible thing to hear from a serving police officer.
If people are interested in following you, you know, what you're up to, and your latest exploits, is there a website people can find your stuff?
Well, they closed down my kirkflyingvet.com. So I've opened up with Sabine, my dear old girlfriend Sabine, who escaped the bombing of Dresden in February 1945 in a pram. I run a website, morrisjohnkirk.com, set up by Sabine while I was in prison. Yeah. Yes, that's one way. But I'll come and give a talk to anybody, a group of people anywhere in the UK. I am my date of birth is 12345. I'm getting a bit slow and crotchety, and I've just crashed an airplane that put me in hospital, and I haven't recovered from that. But I am prepared to come and talk to a group of anybody throughout the UK to warn them about the state of the South Wales Police. Oh, be careful if you cross the bridge.
I mean, I suppose the obvious question is what needs to be done to fix police corruption?
A proper investigation. I'm not talking about any other police force, except I've had some nasty dealings with the Gwent police, and I hear nasty rumours about the police force to the west, to Pembrokeshire. But that, I have no personal evidence of it, other than when I landed an aeroplane on the way to Northern Ireland once about 40 years ago with Janet to go duck shooting and a dance at the Fermanagh Hunt Ball. And they all came pouring out and said, "You can't go without clearance." I said, "Don't you dare insult me. The enemy have not taken over Northern Ireland. I can fly out of here straight to Northern Ireland." And the police car wouldn't move out of the way. So my airplane put the roof in. We pushed the roof into that airplane while we set off. And they sent off a Hawker Hunter after us. Anyway, that's a long story. That's not what we're here for now. That was my first encounter with the Welsh police. Oh, no, this is a South Wales police matter. I have a lot of friends, ex-policemen, and clients who have suffered without the education or the bloody mindedness that I've got to take the little buggers on. And I will. I told you, they've ruined my family's life. I can look after my own self.
Yeah, anyway, look, the question, Morris, is, How to fix this corruption? What's the thing to do?
Oh, there's got to be a proper government, investigation.
But that will be just, surely that would just be a whitewash. They usually are.
No, I don't think so. There is so much evidence from our local policeman who's now been ruined. He won't lie down. I suspect, or he wouldn't have put his head above the parapet in the first place. I mean, for a chap in South Wales to put his head above the parapet is a rare event, and he needs to be patted on the back and supported by the general public. I know a lot of others, ex-police, and I can't mention them, or I have to wait until they are prepared to rise up and publish to a suitable government department based outside South Wales to investigate the level of criminality within Bridgend Police HQ. It is beyond belief. And I've been at it for 30 years, so I do know a little bit about it. And I've shared cells in prison with people who should never have been in a Welsh prison. They should never have gone to prison in the first place. It's a can of worms. It is a can of worms. And I rely, my MP in Taunton, what a waste of space that one is. I was beaten up in Bridgend prison on the 1st of November 2019, and they confiscated all my legal papers for the machine gun conspiracy that Barbara Wilding had concocted, and I never got them back. And I was seriously injured, witnessed, filmed by six cameras, and the hierarchy of the Home Office and the hierarchy of the South Wales Police, all through this, you know, I forget what they call themselves. They pretend to go through an investigation and this, that, and the other. And of course they don't. They don't. They're only interested in their own pension. But it's got so much worse in the last 30 years. Somebody has got to... Well, my MP in Taunton, what a waste of space she was. She never answered a single letter of mine from inside the prison or when I left the prison. I can't talk about her because I have a restraining order on her. Because what the courts do, once they realize that somebody has got proof of a high level of criminality within a government department, remember the expression HM partnership? Anybody who's listening, be very careful if you want to take an action against HM. HM. Anything with HM on the front of it, because it's a partnership and they are given immunity to prosecution. It protects the ancient way of running England. And now, of course, the other countries that are attached to us. And we have to keep together. The thought of they're now going to allow. I mean, I was before his Lord Justice, Lord Chief Justice Burkett, no less, the boss of our law courts. And I won a case there. Janet, my first wife, was trying to take notes in Newport Court. A Crown Court, I was accused, I'd been arrested for entering a prison without permission. By the time it got to court, they switched it to assault on a prison officer inside the prison. They'd stolen my passport so that I couldn't come over here to get my paperwork to fight the little buggers on the machine gun conspiracy. They made out that I had flown my vintage aeroplane at Farnborough at the personal invitation of Brian Trubshaw, and that it had a working prohibited weapon on the front. It was a make-believe mock-up machine gun, a Lewis machine gun, Battle of the Somme. And many years after it was sold, they arrested me and jailed me for 8 months. And when they realized they were going to lose that case, because I refused to use a lawyer, very dangerous in Wales to employ a lawyer, because you give them your defense. And if they are leaned on, they have to give that information to the South Wales Police. So I learnt that one a bit late down the line. But on the machine gun case, I went to court and there was eight ladies on the jury, most of them from the valleys. And it was like Wimbledon. It was like center court. Their knuckles, their white knuckles over the balustrade, looking left, looking right. I was cross-examining each bent policeman. And oh, the lies in that course. I paid thousands of pounds for that transcript. And at this recent one, last week, 2 weeks ago, a civil claim where I'm suing them for the fabrication of the machine gun conspiracy, tired. I'm so tired and sick and fed up with the whole subject. I really am. But they dragged me into a pub afterwards, or eight of them. And of course, it's sacrosanct. You must not talk to anybody of a jury. It is absolutely, it's as serious as we must maintain our lay magistrates, and as serious as we must maintain an independent jury. And of course, this bent judge 3 weeks ago would not let me have a jury for the civil claim. And I said, well, it's so simple. The criminal jury found me not guilty very quickly. And in the pub afterwards, they were telling us all that, of course, there was a policeman on the jury. He was the only one who refused to discuss the case, because that's the level of deceit in South Wales. That's why there has to be a proper government investigation going back 20 years. I mean, I know 20 years of clients who cried on my shoulder about the way I'm fighting them each week. I was in court every week back in the 90s, winning my trivial, stupid motoring things. But it's now serious. I mean, they have destroyed the lives of a lot of Welsh families by lying, because they are not answerable to anybody. There is no control over the South Wales Police.
Well, yes, there is, because there's the Professional Standards Department, and there's also a Police and Crime Commission, and on top of that, the Home Secretary and the Home Office.
I've been down that route time and time again. I have slept on the steps of the Home Office up in London. I pitched a tent on Hyde Park Corner and caused trouble with my megaphone when I was a kid 20 years ago, 30 years ago. All about the South Wales Police. It's all a sham. All this system is to protect the Masonic, I withdraw that. I believe there is a Masonic background to this devil worship. And I personally cannot point the finger, but I suspect there is an overarching conspiracy to pervert the course of justice to protect the money. Remember, I mean, I have just been presented with a £2 million legal bill by the South Wales Police. I have to pay next week. I have to pay the first installment of by the end of next week, I have to pay £100,000 to the South Wales Police as the first installment of a £2 million bill. Now, think about it. Who allowed that to happen? One law firm, Dolman's, a man called Adrian Oliver, wash your mouth out. Back in Bristol, when I was living in Bristol, you know the place, Tony. I was a veterinary student in Bristol and had a wonderful time there and met my first wife. In Bristol, I used the best lawyers I could find, who I better not mention without their permission, and barristers, to get the South Wales Police off my back. Now, that would have been in 1993. And I remember my lawyers in Bristol saying, well, you're going to win this case, Morris. Do you want us to represent you? I said, no, I am so angry. I'll do it myself. And this was a string of, oh, I don't know, 10 prosecutions in a row, which totally disrupted my days working as a vet. And I won every one of them. And the lawyers then said, well, they'll settle out of court. So they wrote to Dolman's, wash your mouth out, Morris, to settle out of court because we had just won about 8 or 9 criminal prosecutions. And of course, it was with the police force. And the police force handed it over to Adrian Oliver of Dolman's, who said, oh, no, no, rubbing his hands together. Oh, we can make a lot of money out of this. This guy, Kirky, you wind him up the wrong way or the right way, and he can make us an awful lot of money. Yes, I've made Dolman's a lot of money, £2 million in the last 30 years, and they've now decided to ask for it. Well, this is all very, very wrong. 17 judges tried to delay my prosecution on the machine gun trial. When they realized they were going to lose the BS614159 case, which was my civil claim, which I did all on my own, for them losing 40-odd prosecutions, they said, oh, let's get him sectioned under the Mental Health Act and lock him away. Then we can... And they failed. So we went to court. And they then said, damn it, what are we going to do with this alleged machine gun? It's a piece of wood and a piece of metal. So what did they do? They painted it back to the original color when I owned it. They unblocked the barrel. All this was proved in the civil trial 3 weeks ago today. 3 weeks ago today, before another Cardiff bent judge. And he said, no, you, this claim of yours, Maurice Kirk, had no merit in it whatsoever. I will give you the judgment, the written judgment, tomorrow or possibly the day after. I said, and I spoke up and I said, why bother? You've already written it. You wrote it months ago. That is what people who dare cross the Severn Bridge to go and work as a professional man like I did, you run the risk. Suffering the South Wales police. Oh, yes. Something's seriously got to be done about it. Tony.
Well, look, Maurice, a fascinating insight into what is obviously one of the most corrupt in the country. Of course, the other aspect to all of this is Wales now has its so-called independence, particularly financial independence. So I wonder if part of the aspect of all of this is that there's a lot of political and financial power based in Cardiff. And that's why, it sort of implies that there is corruption within the politics in Cardiff too.
Well, I had the privilege of going to the Royal Courts of Justice before Lord Chief Justice Burnett about 4 years ago. I don't know, maybe five, I don't know. And I was fighting the fact that my wife, Janet, my first wife, was refused the right to take notes during a Crown Court appeal where I'd been accused of entering a prison without permission. And the Cardiff judge said, no one is allowed to take notes. That's exactly what this judge did to me 3 weeks ago. He wouldn't let me take notes of my own prosecution case when we had the key wicked witness who was the Gold Group boss, Mackenzie. What was he called? I don't know, some Scottish name, Mackenzie. And he, under cross-examination, he admitted that he kicked off MAPA, Multi-Agency Public Prosecutions. I was registered as level 3, category 3, the top 5, within the top 5% most dangerous people in the United Kingdom. Me, a staunch royalist, a staunch right hand, member of the Conservative Party for many years. How dare he come out with such wickedness? And we've just heard from this young copper, Mr. Roach. He's been on the receiving end of this guy, Mackenzie, because they're in the same building. it is so incestuous. Ah, Tony, don't wind me up.
Okay, anyway, look, Morris, thank you for sharing all your thoughts and ideas about the corruption in South Wales, and particularly in the police force. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tony.